If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We count it a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the days of March come and go, we are anticipating a wonderful time in the Lord here at Worth Baptist Church. Last Sunday was an outstanding day, with souls being saved and added to the church, and hundreds of people listening to the Word of God in Sunday school and in the services of worship. We would like to give to you and your family today a cordial invitation to come and worship with us at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The motto of our Sunday school is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. We believe the Bible has the answer to the individual as well as national and international problems that face us today. All over the world, men are turning to Christ. There are signs of revival, not only in our country, but in other countries across the earth. And we believe that the turning back to the Bible means a turning back to God. We are praying that this year, many thousands of people will come to know Christ in the city of Fort Worth and in the United States as we experience a genuine revival. I don't mean just a campaign here and a campaign there, but a genuine turning to God, a revival of spiritual things in our nation during this year. Why not join with us in prayer that God will send a revival to America and begin that work here in the city of Fort Worth? So, as we turn to the Bible, we find the answers. Study the Bible with us today in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. Our morning worship service is at 11. We have a special Sunday school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and our evening worship service is at 7. All of these services have been designed to meet your spiritual needs. We are here to serve you. We are here to serve this community. We are building for Christ as we build for eternity through the ministry of Worth Baptist Church. And in a very literal sense, this is the case. For at our new properties located at Loop 820 and Campus Drive, adjoining the properties of the Fort Worth State School, we are now well underway in our construction program. In fact, we have reached about the halfway mark in constructing our new facilities on Campus Drive at Loop 820. Our new location will provide access from all parts of the city, inasmuch as we're only 1/2 mile north of Interstate 20 and Loop 820, and about 1.5 miles east of Interstate 35. So we are near the crossroads of Tarrant County at Loop 820 and Campus Drive. We hope to complete our building in the fall and enter at least by October. So we invite you and your friends to plan to visit with us. And don't wait until we get to our new properties. Why not come today? We are located now at 3309 Wilbarger Street in the city of Fort Worth. We would like to have you and your family and friends be with us again today as we worship Christ in the beauty of holiness. Worth Baptist Church has just celebrated its 23rd anniversary. We've been preaching the gospel from this place for 23 years. During that time, we have sent hundreds of missionaries around the world and invested thousands of dollars in the program of evangelizing the world. Not only that, but we have been involved in evangelizing within our city. But during the next 6 weeks, until Easter Sunday, we have a special program of evangelizing in the city. We're calling it Growing with Christ, and we are going with Christ as we grow with Christ. We covet your prayers in this endeavor, that we might be able to reach many hundreds of people across the city and the Metroplex as we evangelize going for Christ during this period of 6 weeks. So join with us in prayer. And again, if you do not have a church home, if you are seeking a place where you can worship Christ in a friendly and spiritual atmosphere, where the Bible is taught in the Sunday school, where the gospel only is preached, and where people love Christ and enjoy fellowship one with another, we invite you to come and visit with us today. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. It would be our joy to have you visit in our services today. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. The zip code is 76119. If you would like a free cassette tape of today's message, it is yours simply by writing and requesting it. Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you by mail this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, A Certain Faith for Uncertain Times. I shall read from the Gospel according to John chapter 9, verses 24 and 25. But before I read the scripture, as always, I would like for you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the privilege of prayer. We thank Thee for Worth Baptist Hour. We thank Thee for the opportunity to share the gospel with those who listen today. I pray for every listener, wherever they might be in this hour, some in their homes, some in rest homes, our aging senior citizens, some within the hospitals, perhaps driving across the city, or in a motel or hotel room, or in their place of business. Thou knowest about the businessman today who's almost ready to give up. I pray that this broadcast would bring renewed hope and strength and courage and inspiration to him. And bless every listener to Thy honor and glory is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 9, at verse 24, we read, Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. There are a lot of things that I do not know. There are a lot of things that you do not know. There are a lot of things that have never been discovered by the minds of men. But in the words of the great preacher S.M. Lockridge of California, I am too ignorant to speak wisely and too wise to speak ignorantly. But a man doesn't have to be in who's who to know what's what. There's an old proverb that says, He who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool. Shun him. He who knows not and knows that he knows not is a child. Teach him. He who knows and knows not that he knows is asleep. Wake him. He who knows and knows that he knows is wise. Follow him. I repeat, there are a lot of things I do not know, but I am happy to report to you there are some things about which there is no question. And what I know, I know, I know, I know. My message is entitled, A Certain Faith for Uncertain Times. These are difficult days in which we live. The Apostle Paul describes them when he writes to young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 as being difficult, perilous, unusual times. I believe we're living in that hour. I believe we're living in the midnight hour of God's economy in this age. And soon the trumpet will sound and Jesus Christ will come again. As we occupy until He comes, we need to be reminded of those absolutes while we're living in a world of uncertainty. And a lot of people say we cannot be absolutely certain about anything. I beg to differ. I want to share with you three thoughts today about which I am absolutely certain. A certain faith for uncertain times. First, I know that the Bible is the Word of God and that it shall stand forever. I read in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for instruction, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I read in 2 Peter 1:21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were carried along by the Holy Ghost. It is written in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23, 24, and 25. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. All flesh, Peter says, is as grass, and all of the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. In John 10:35, Jesus said, the Scripture cannot be broken. In the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 24, at verse 35, Jesus declared, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. It is written in Psalm 119, at verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in the heavens. You see, men don't reject the Bible because the Bible contradicts itself. Men reject the Bible because the Bible contradicts them and their way of life. The reason some people are down on the Bible is because they're not up on the Bible. Most of the critics of the Bible have never read the Bible. They don't know where it came from. They don't know what it means. They don't know what it says, and therefore they're down on it. My friend, if you read the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will bring to your heart and mind a conviction that will convince you that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of the living God. Some books inform, some books reform, but only the Bible can transform. It has been said that men make books, but the Bible, the book of God, makes men. The Bible doesn't need to be rewritten. We have a lot of new translations in this age and in this hour. But I repeat, the Bible doesn't need to be rewritten. The Bible needs to be reread. The Bible tells me who I am, where I came from, and where I'm going. The Bible tells me of the great God of creation and the God of the consummation of all things. The Bible tells me about hundreds of miracles that have been performed, and I believe every single one of them. I'm like the little girl who said, the Bible is like an orange. The more you squeeze it, the more juice you get out of it. The Bible contains, among other things, the mind of God, the state of man, the doom of sinners, and the way of salvation. This book we call the Bible has climbed every mountain. It has sailed every ocean. It has crossed every desert. It has been in caves and in dungeons and in the jail and in the grave. Why, Bloody Mary in her reign of terror decided that she would burn all the Bibles. But I'm glad we still have Bibles today. Dr. Henry Drummond, a scientist and professor of the University of Glasgow, was on his dying bed. He wrote to Sir William Dawson, another scientist, and here's what he said. Dear Sir William, I am tired of researching vain philosophies of men, and rattling the bones of dead monkeys to discover the origin of life. I am weary with uncertainties. I am dying, and I am going back to the Bible. Oh, my friend, what we need to do in America today is come back to the Bible. The poet said, "We search the world for truth. We call the good, the true, the beautiful, from graven stone and written scroll, and all old flower fields of the soul. And weary seekers of the best, we come home laden from our quest to find that all the sages said is in the book our mothers read. I know the Bible is the Word of God, and it shall stand forever." In the second place, I know that Jesus Christ arose from the dead and is alive forevermore. One day they led him out to a mountain called Calvary, and the Bible says there they crucified him. And all over the city of Jerusalem, men whispered, "He is dead. He is dead. Jesus of Nazareth is dead." They buried him. They sealed the tomb. By day and by night, they watched his grave. But on the morning of the third day, something wonderful happened. Something extraordinary happened. Something amazing, something inexplainable happened. For on the morning of the third day, Jesus Christ rose again from among the dead. And all over Jerusalem, men shouted, "He is alive! He is alive! Jesus of Nazareth is alive!" Hallelujah! He is alive. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer death. He lives my mansion to prepare. He lives to bring me safely there. In Matthew 28:6 it is written, "He is not here, for he is risen." Jesus said in John 11:25-26, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." In Job 19:25 we read, Job said, "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that his feet shall stand in the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." Jesus Christ himself said in Revelation 1:18, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and death." Yes, Jesus Christ is alive. He arose from the dead, and he lives forever. Dr. Harry Rimmer, a number of years ago, was in Egypt. He was visiting with the Secretary of State of that country. They engaged in the conversation of religion. Dr. Rimmer, a Christian, and the Secretary of State, a Muslim. Dr. Rimmer said to the Secretary of State, "We as Christians believe that God has given three revelations to man." The Secretary of State, the Muslim, said, "We as Muslims believe that God has given three revelations of himself to man." Dr. Rimmer said, "We as Christians believe that God revealed himself in the creation." The Muslim said, "We as Muslims believe that God revealed himself in the creation." Dr. Rimmer said, "Secondly, we as Christians believe that God revealed himself in a book called the Bible." The Muslim said, "Why, we as Muslims believe that God revealed himself in a book called the Quran." Dr. Rimmer said, "In the third place, we believe that God revealed himself in the person of a man, Jesus Christ." The Muslim said, "We as Muslims believe that God revealed himself in the person of a man, the Prophet Muhammad." Dr. Rimmer then said, "We as Christians believe that Jesus Christ gave his life for his followers." The Muslim said, "We too believe that our Prophet Muhammad gave his life for his people." Then Dr. Rimmer put the capstone on it when he said, "We as Christians believe that Jesus Christ can support his claims because he rose from the dead." The Muslim stood silently for a moment, dropped his head, and finally said to Dr. Rimmer, we have no record of our prophet after death. Oh, my friend, I am happy to report to you, Jesus Christ arose from the dead, and He is alive forevermore. There is a third thing of which I am certain, and I would not thank an angel to come and tell me this. I know that I am saved and that I will be saved forever. One day, as a lad of 11, I opened the door of my heart and I let Jesus Christ come into my life. Then and there, I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Then and there, I passed from death unto life. Then and there, I was born again into the family of God by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I know that I am saved. And what I know, I know, I know, I know. You ask me how I know? Well, I was there when it happened. And I ought to know. And I do know. I know I'm saved forever. Jesus said, He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Jesus said in John chapter 10 at verse 27 through verse 29, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father who gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Oh, what a wonderful word of assurance. The Apostle Paul in Romans 8, verse 35 said, Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or nakedness, or famine, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things it is written, We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor height, nor depth, nor things to come, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Once in Christ forever, nothing from His love my soul can sever. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Hallelujah. I know I'm saved, and I know I'll be saved forever. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. I know that if I were to die today, I would go to heaven to be with Jesus Christ forever. Do you know it? Do you know that you're saved? If not, I trust even this moment right now by your radio, you'll confess your sin. You'll call upon the Lord. For the Bible says, Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Write us this week and let us know about it. In the meantime, we invite you to come and hear more of the gospel at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilberger Street in Fort Worth. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.